I don't think I can stay on a diet and go to Festa Italiana. It's impossible.
No, you know what? Throw the diet out in April. You'll be all fine.
That'd be good. So tell me how you got involved with Festa Italiana and some very delicious cheese.
Well, Galbani, the world's famous and most popular cheese brand, brought me on board a few years ago, probably about 10 years ago, to do, when it was Sorrento cheese, actually, to do three national television shows. And after the national television shows aired, they said, we don't want to lose you. We want to put you somewhere else that we can benefit. And they put me into the festival circuit. And I've been doing that for probably, about 9 years now. Cooking demonstrations and promoting their product and any TV or radio that is needed. And I'm enjoying it. I have a lot of fun doing what I'm doing, and it's fun to teach people how to use our product and come to the Italian festivals, which is part of my heritage anyway, and really, explore the nation and kind of see the different festivals and different facilities that I get to go cook in, and it's pretty cool.
It really is, and this is the perfect time of the year down here for our festivals, and every single one of them involves food. But Festa Italiana, I think, takes it above and beyond. I've been to it before, and it is just wonderful. And there's very few Italian dishes that don't involve cheese, and you've got some good ones here.
We do, and you know what? I'm very excited about coming down to Tampa. I'm in Buffalo right now, and I'm still looking at snow on the ground. being the end of March, it's depressing. But, to get down to Tampa and enjoy the beautiful weather. I haven't been there in 25 years, but we're looking forward to it. And as far as the festivals are concerned, they're always focused on food, which is, I think, the Italian way. It's, if you come over, you have to eat, no matter what. I think food is involved in everybody's day-to-day, especially in the Italian world.
Oh, yeah.
But, my job is to actually take you outside the box a little bit and to show you the products that are a little more on the cutting edge, where you're not using it for Parmesans and pizzas all the time. So I come up with some really cool recipes that we use our product and, put it in everyday life. Being busy, you want to make sure that the, dishes that you're putting on the table are different and healthy. And, what's better than using a Galbani product and making some really cool recipes out of them?
Couldn't agree more. Okay, you're talking about, being on the cutting edge. What kind of things are you going to be preparing?
Well, for this festival, I'm promoting our new cookbook that I produced for Galbani Cheese, which is an electronic cookbook. It's on galbanicheese.com. It's all grilled cheese.
Ooh.
Who doesn't like grilled cheese? Grilled cheese is a staple in many households. But, taking it away from the America cheese and white bread, I'm making, at the festival, I'll be demoing the margarita grilled cheese, which is a take on the margarita pizza. It's a grilled Italian bread with Parmesan cheese on top of the crust with tomato sauce and basil leaves, fresh mozzarella, and some the sandwich pepperoni, the large slices. And it's grilled to perfection, and it's absolutely beautiful. But it's promoting our grilled cheese cookbook, which I think I'll have on hand and I'll be signing and giving away. We're also going to be doing a great Italian staple, and I'm going to teach you how to make gnocchi from scratch.
Ooh.
In minutes. I'll bring people up on stage with me and demo how to make those beautiful little pillows of love made out of ricotta cheese. Tossing it with some marinara sauce and some fresh basil. What else am I going to be doing? A famous cannoli recipe. Everybody loves cannolis, especially being at the Italian festival. I like to take people's hobbies. So I'm going to take camping and making s'mores and putting it into a cannoli and show you how to make a s'mores cannoli, which is outstanding. And I have one more recipe.
I think I just gained 10 pounds listening to you. Thanks a lot.
No, these are all. I take all the calories out before I make them.
Oh, you're using my line now. Okay.
I am. And I'm doing probably, I have a restaurant in Buffalo, New York, and one of my most popular dishes is chicken parmesan. And I'm going to be showing how to do for the diet conscious, a low-fat, low-carb, gluten-free chicken parmesan.
Now that sounds good. I've taken off about 15 pounds, but there is no way I'm going to eliminate cheese from my diet. It's one of my favorites, but as you just said, there's healthy ways to adapt it to our dishes, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to be showing people how to make this dish. I don't want to give away all the secrets because I want everybody to come and fill those seats in front of me because it's just a great dish. And chicken parmesan is everybody's favorite. And, you know, to make it with Galbani cheese makes it even better.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, going down to Centennial Park in historic Ybor City is a wonderful place to do this. I have to ask you, what brought you to culinary fun and games? Why did you want to be a chef?
Oh, boy.
Hard question?
This question has got me in trouble in the past, which is kind of comical.
Okay.
I was actually going to be in collision work. My father was an auto mechanic, and I was always fascinated with working on cars, which today, if you had asked me to change the oil, I'd sell the car. I don't want to deal with it at all. So I think when I was about 16 years old, I was making pancakes, and my mother said to me, I think you got to start thinking about what you want to do in college and what do you want to do when you get out of school. And as I was making the pancakes, I was pouring the batter down the griddle, and it kind of ran off the griddle onto the counter, onto the floor. I was making a huge mess, and I looked at my mother and I said, I'm going to be a chef. And that's the absolute God's honest truth.
I love
so
it.
Yep. And the day after I graduated from high school, I started in the restaurant industry, and I haven't looked back.
You know, there's something about Italian cooking. I grew up in Cleveland, and the last time I was home, I made sure I went down to Little Italy. There's a bakery there that's been there for like 125 years, the West Side Market that's been there just as long, and it's all about the food and the tradition and the heritage. There is just something special about Italian cooking.
Absolutely, and I love Cleveland, and I love the Italian Market. It's just an absolutely beautiful place to be. I was there over the summer, I agree with you 100%.
You know, it's just as warm there as it is in Buffalo, so don't miss it too much. Give it a few months.
No, absolutely.
Well, we're looking
forward to the Florida weather.
Oh, I got to tell you, it's 75, blue skies and sunny, so we'll try and put that on hold for you, maybe bump it up a few degrees.
It sounds great. Right now, it warmed up to 28 degrees.
Oh, let's throw a party.
I'm not going to frown on that. Thank you. Absolutely.
Well, we're looking forward to having you down here. Hopefully, I can be sitting right in front of you and getting some of those recipes. I'd love to have them.
I hope so. Maybe I'll bring you up on stage. How's that sound?
Works for me. That
Beautiful.
Sounds great. All right. Well, thank you. We'll see you at Festa Italiana. Again, that's going to be in Ybor City. And we'll have everything in Ann Kelly's Kitchen, all the links, and especially the link for your electronic cookbook. I do love those.
Great. I'm looking so forward to coming down there, meeting everybody, and enjoying the festival.